Hello?
Opinion research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we want to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Okay. This is just going to take a few minutes of your time. I appreciate that. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? A Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you. Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
I would support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Thank you. Some police officers previously claimed that they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I'm trying to figure out how to answer that. I would not support police officers being able to conceal their names if they were involved using deadly force on the
okay.
job.
Do you support, do you strongly support or somewhat support that decision that you just made?
Somewhat. I would need to do more research.
Okay. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I feel like it's low compared to the national average.
Low, okay. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or in a relatively wasteful manner?
I would say I don't have an opinion right now.
No, okay. Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. So would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
I would support.
Okay. Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Yes, I would support.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes.
Okay. Veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant, trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose the state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
I would support.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I think they should be required.
Okay. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in the printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I think I'd be very likely.
Okay. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Vacation rentals, does that include Airbnbs and those types of rentals, or are we talking other types of rentals?
Good question. Doesn't specify here if Airbnb is included. It just says as a general, a generalized concept.
I would say somewhat, because I feel like Airbnbs are more detrimental, but vacation rentals as a whole, as a market, is important.
Gotcha. Somewhat.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I think that they should have that right for short-term basis. Yeah, they should.
Gotcha. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
I think they should, but I think the industry should be highly regulated.
Okay. So here's the next question. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
That's a difficult question. I think that they should be mostly consistent throughout the state.
Okay. Thank you. Next question, do you know how to swim?
I do know how to swim.
You don't. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
I think children should learn how to swim.
They should. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they're on the wrong track?
I think they're on the wrong track.
Okay, we're almost there. Halfway done already, so I appreciate your patience. Next one, would you please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement? It says, teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
They should have the right.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. Number one, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Number two, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
Number two.
Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that's affordable to you?
No.
And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I believe those claims. Yeah.
You do. Oh, you do believe. Okay. Thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
I think they do have a responsibility.
They do. Okay, thank you. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit and density adjustments, or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
I think that they do have a responsibility to address those barriers to affordable housing.
They do, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost done. I appreciate your time. Last couple questions. This is the next one, and it says, if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers like firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Should be more likely to vote for them, less likely, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
I'd be more likely to vote for them.
More. All right. So finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. And it would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over the age 18 under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject it?
I vote yes.
You would vote yes. Thank you. So what is your age between 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 26 years old.
All right, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latina, Asian, or other?
Can I pick, do I need to pick one or two?
Should be one, or
okay,
it could be
white.
Other if you. Okay.
I would do other if that's an option. Then.
Other instead. Well, do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Okay. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No.
No. Okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Email.
Okay. That concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and cooperation. I hope you enjoy the holidays. Take care.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.